Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Phil Henry here. I got to check some levels here. I got to check a level. I don't know how good this is going to be.
How could it be in summer?
Boy, that's like not even there. That's not even there, man.
Yeah, you suggested it.
Good Lord.
All right. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the El Pacifico, California, The Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1.
Very different.
Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to just end it there. All right. So we're in the pre-show, obviously, and we don't wrinkly. Did I really say that? We don't regularly make a big thing announcing the pre-show. But I'm having to do some things. This encore show we're doing today will come to us from the ancient days of 2013, 6 years ago, man. I was 61, and this is the last vestiges of our radio show. We were still doing a show with a different network, but, you know, we were done. Nicole was my engineer. You hear me speaking. You may be listening to her conversing with me. And I, at that point, had decided we needed to go full on. We just needed to devote ourselves to doing a digital show. And that was the fateful decision. Whether it's been a good one or a bad one, it's been one. I think it's, on average, it's been a good one. I think we've made more money with this show than we made, the last couple of syndication deals I had, man. Forget it. I mean, we made far more money doing digital. But that is, that's a conversation for times gone by. We've had that conversation. Just want to keep Marie Ross front and center. Don't worry, Marie, when I get back from Vegas and everything. Today is Wednesday, by the way, so I'm still in Vegas. Technically, I'm returning home today. And hopefully yesterday was successful. But I'm saying all of this from the past. It's Sunday. Don't worry your pretty little head about it. God, could I use a cup of coffee. I'll get one when we start rolling here, man. No, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never would I leave you at all. Okay, thanks. Let me get, we just had an email come in. Let me see who that's from. It's from no one. They shipped another order. Who's this to? Joey. Joey in Tucson, your order's been shipped. Hey, Joey in Tucson, they shipped your mug, man. Oh, that's the other thing. I'll do that on the Monday show, right? Dig this and dig it good. If ever I would leave you. Let me see something here. Did I already send this? I should have. December 11th, 2013. Got it. Okay, so now what we need is June 2004. Oh, shit. June 2004. God, back to Vegas for the second time in as many weeks. Right? When we last there saw Franny and Elaine at the end of November, just about a week and a half ago. June 2004. And then we need May 2003. God, did I get fucking hammered last night at the good old Quincy Street down the street. Two Long Island iced teas and just a conversation with a variety of winners. June 2004. There we go there. Real Phil. Groovy. Okay, go ahead and send it. Let's see what we got. I may have to do some fucking... I can't do any cutting on the motherfucker because I'm... downloading it now. And then finally May 2003. I have to just live and let die, man. May 2003. Mary Steenburgen and James Caan and Will Ferrell in Elf. And elves drink straight Dr. Pepper. No, it's a Coke. Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa. All-star tribute to the heroes. Take this motherfucker over here. Plaster that motherfucker there past. You know, to take fucking time off or to go on a business trip or to whatever, the fucking preparation that goes into, you know, making sure that shows are properly placed and logged is very time-consuming, I'll tell you that. Boom. We sent it. Inbox. Let me see it. Show it to me. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Now, 2 shows. Good. And 3 classics. Excellent, Phil. Excellent, my boy. Well, that about does that. The only other thing we need to do is get over to the actual place And we're going to December 11, 2013, right? Right. I'm doing all a, trying to do a New Zealand or a Aussie accent because we saw the girl today on TCM who's from Australia. And we were remarking how weird it was because it's probably very bigoted of me and I shouldn't do. But it's easier to hear a British accent on a movie channel than an Australian accent. And the reason being you kind of identify the British with movies, the Australians you don't. Although the Australian film industry has had some tremendous films and great actors. Good God, you know, some of our favorite actors. From Peter Finch to Mel Gibson, you know, he may be a favorite, may not, but you know what I'm saying, have come from Australia. Peter Finch is he was an Australian actor. A lot of people thought he was, some people may have thought he was American or British. He's an Australian. All right, enough of that bullshit. Where are we? 2013, December 11th. Today is Wednesday. And I will be back for a live show tomorrow. Okay, so we're doing our encore shows, you know, two in a row this week because of the trip to Vegas. All right, that I've been talking about ad fucking nauseum, and I'm done talking about it. All right, because I got a lot of preparation to do for that. Big gig. Oh, yeah, we used to do the game of the week. We used to have our characters sit in, and here we are. Now I've got to do this. Got to cue it up. Gots to cue it up, bitch.
There was a movie.
I'm talking to.
So he was romping through a meadow with somebody.
Nicole, who was my engineer.
Yeah, nope.
Down for juicy prime rib, we've got those kids.
Apps. Don't want that. Tracks. Karaoke. But it would be better if he sang it to her.
Eh.
I'll look again for it. For your jingle, Ted, because our wave.
So what's the story here, man? When do I cue you? There it is.
Apps. Don't want that. Tracks. Karaoke. But it would be better if he sang it to her.
All right, so I really hope I'm a white man on me knees to the yellow horde. Whatever, man. This is a 3-hour fucking tape, so I got to ask. Are we done with this? Are we ready to do the pre-show? I don't know where I am in queuing this up. You know?
Green is gone.
Where's hour one? When does hour one start? Oh, you know what I could do?
The original Facebook user was...
Here's what I could do. Listen to the goddamn bitch fucking hour to see what it sounds like. This streaming hour one sounds like this. Yeah, that's what I goddamn thought. All right, so that's streaming hour one.
It's humanoid from another planet?
That's right, yeah, yeah. Pants down.
I knew a man.
Hello? Hello? Come on, man.
White Southerner that promotes racism is also used as a term of pride by white Southerners to indicate that one is descended from those original settlers of the area. This is much from both. The Earl of Dartmouth had this to say in a...
Bitter green, they go...
White Southerner...
So I'm looking for...
Pants down.
Let's go, bitch.
What the fuck? I don't even remember this show. Now that's what they're saying. I don't have an... Hmm?
dangy. Ding dangy.
Ted!
No, I lost. It didn't do anybody any. You violated a restraining order.
No, I didn't. It says you can be within.
No, well, you went within because we had it. Here's my tape measure, see?
Clarify the boundaries here, the delineation. I want to make sure that I don't take any heat from a charity because I think it's a very worthy charity.
Where's this?
You violated a restraining order. No, I didn't. That's it.
You got that right. We do want to put our meat in your mouth. You know, I did the Jimmy Pardo.
Bob Goulet, if ever I should leave you.
Here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
How could it be in summer?
Testing 1, 2, 3. You know, the Broadway rendition of this talking about. Those when those guys, shit happening, right? Those guys are about my age. The characters, way. With Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman. Okay. Here we go. Finally, this fucking bitch is queued up. Jesus Christ.